Did you ever hear him called a Hoosier?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
It means you're just a poor, ignorant sucker.
I see. How do they pronounce that? Say it Hoosier or Hoosier?
Ask him, Ruth. I don't know. Hoosier.
They tell me, in fact, Indiana was settled by men from Kentucky and Tennessee. And
I guess it was.
The Hoosiers. Yeah, so that's why they got the name of the state.
Well, that's why she, our people, her daddy and her grandfather. Her grandfather was a very wealthy man up there. He was in the spice business, coffee and all kinds of spice. Then he had three boys. One of them was a doctor. One of them was a chemist, and the other an engineer. And they wouldn't either one of them take the job, and he sold it.
Yeah, I see.
Then Ruth's father was a chemist. He went on to Omaha to New Orleans. Then he got to come to Jackson in the cottonseed. Then from there to Memphis in the cottonseed.
Mm-hmm. If you called a poor white man a peckerwood, what were some of the ways you described colored people if they were no good? Would you have certain...
Yeah, I call them a so-and-so.
I see, just niggers?
Yeah.
And if you had respect for a good one who was old, what would you call him?
Call him Uncle.
Always Uncle?
Uncle, man. We had some here too good. Had a nigger named Flag on lots of property up here. He was kin to Jefferson Davis.
Is that right?
That's right.
How about, what would the colored people who got mad at a white man who was poor, you know, what would they call him?
Called a nigger the white man.
What would the colored man call the white man?
He just called him by his name.
I see. And if he got mad at him?
Yeah.
You call him
Joe or John or something like that.
I see.
He never would cuss him because he'd get killed. Those days down here, we got killed every week.
I see.
Take Hollywood up there, average about two a week.
Is that right? And if they respected him and...
they called him Mister.
Mister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what would you call a child who had mixed blood in him?
Call him a half-breed.
Just a half-breed.
Called him nigger.
And
we had a lot of them in here, too.
How about somebody who came to town and you never saw him before, how would you describe him in the old days? You say, look at that...
Stranger, call him a stranger.
Stranger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your parents and your family, what did you call your mother and father and your grandparents?
Well, I call him, my dad, I called him Daddy. And my mother, I call her mother. My grandmother, I call him a grandmother.
Grandmother?
Yeah.
Your same
and grandfather.
Grandfather. And...
Because I didn't stay around home very long.
Somebody supposed to go to school and he didn't. He never got there. He would go fishing instead. Well,
call him a dropout. Or you call him? How do you call him, Ruth?
Truant.
Call him what?
In the old days, would you say he played hooky or?
Hooky, yeah, hooky. He played hooky today.
What would happen to him?
Well, most of the well, of course now. When I was here, there wasn't but a few of those kind of folks here. They was all good people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But these plantation men have kids, and they get behind them and make them go.
Mm-hmm. You say they didn't have schools very much?
No.
They had one room school.
Just one room?
I don't know what. I didn't come here. He's been here longer than I am, so I keep my mouth shut.
Did anybody finish a school or and then go off someplace else? Where would they go?
Well, did some of them go to Old State and some of them go to Oxford and some of them go to Columbus to the W. They go to it.